right, we're going to continue now with the conversation and looking at everything that's happening here. You know, nobody's coming to Donald Trump's defense, or excuse me, to the judge's defense in Donald Trump's fraud trial because it's so absurd to begin with. Just you have to keep that in mind. By the way, Joe Biden has not been leading in a poll in 6 months. 6 months. That's why the ongoing attacks are aimed at Donald Trump. They want to try to disqualify him some way in a lawsuit, but this desperation is so obvious. The case in New York is just so ridiculous. Loans were made in which banks did their own due diligence. He's a property developer. Property developers take loans to develop new properties, and they take loans based on the value of properties and assets they currently have. The banks did their due diligence to see if the person asking for the loan, Donald Trump in this case, had the ability to repay the loans, which he did in full. Everybody made money. They said they would do it again. They'd like to do more business with Donald Trump. Well, a fraud case with no fraud. It is absolutely Judge Engeron valuing Mar-a-Lago that sits on, 25 acres of oceanfront property in the most exclusive neighborhood in America. It's only worth $18 million. Please. We know that that's he doesn't know what the hell he's doing. So the desperation on the left is on display all day long. Democrats calling Donald Trump all sorts of names. Listen to this.
There's been continued exposure to Donald Trump. The more exposure that Donald Trump has on TV, the attack that they continually make, the Republicans continue to make against Joe Biden, is pretty much universally combined to one word, old. He's old. And yet you see Donald Trump on TV night after night at these rallies where he's practically incoherent. It might have, do you think, more and more voters, potential voters saying, what about the other guy, though?
Yeah. Donald Trump's out there. And at MSNBC, it's a daily meltdown, the daily cry fest. We ought to, you know, they ought to be sponsored by Kleenex. That ought to be the sponsor over at MSNBC. They should bring it in by the pallet load. Here's Kleenex for everybody. You know, cry towels. Wait till he wins. And the illusion on the left is also that voting for Donald Trump and against Trump is the same thing. It's not. Enthusiasm, there isn't any for Joe Biden, you see. And when you go to the polls and you vote for somebody, that is far more powerful of a motivator than it is to go vote against somebody else. Let me explain. Listen.
This is really the Biden campaign's, key message. You know, for months they've been saying, look, once people realize that Trump is going to be the Republican nominee, people will start to feel more favorably about Biden. And we see that also reflected in the poll and that, you know, Donald Trump supporters, they're voting for Trump, not necessarily against Biden. On the Biden side, there's still a majority of his supporters who say that they want to affirmatively vote for Biden, but more so saying that their vote is a vote against Trump. So you really see this, you know, mismatch in enthusiasm, but the Biden allies would say, look, you know, no, whether they're voting against Trump or for Biden, that's all the same in the end. And we want to, you know, capitalize on that energy where there's just a lot of fear and distrust. And we don't want to, you know, Democrats don't want to see another Donald Trump administration.
There you have the fact that if you're voting for somebody, that shows enthusiasm. Voting against somebody else is a lack of enthusiasm. Another measure of the enthusiasm is small donors. People putting up what they can, $20, $40, $100. People putting up what they can afford or can't afford. And boy, if things turned around from 2020 in that column as well, listen to this.
Small donors, and these are people who give $200 or less. The Biden campaign is significantly lagging the Trump campaign in this one category. And that is very different than what happened in 2020 in the cycle, where, and this is the full cycle for 2020, where the Biden campaign substantially outraised Trump among small donors. So there is a shift here, and it may reflect the enormous passion of Trump's base and some of the issues Biden may be having with his small donors.
And the other part you don't hear there is that in large donors, that's where Joe Biden's getting his money. Huge donors putting in piles of money. And so what drives these small donors, right? What drives people to say, look, I'll put in $20, I'm tight this month, or I'll put in $50, I'll put in $100, whatever I can to help Donald Trump. What drives that? Well, maybe it's gas prices. Maybe it's the price of groceries. And what about the price of gas these days? Listen.
Let's talk about gas prices. They're on the rise once again. AAA says the national average is, I think they said 352 is what I'm seeing today. That's up from 328 per gallon. That we know where the historical national average high hit over $5 in June 2022. Right. So we're not near that. But this trend, right, this increasing trend, are you concerned where this is headed?
Well, I watch the gas. One of the first clicks I do when I get up in the morning, which probably isn't a sign of a healthy person, is precisely on this gas price. So I track this very closely. And I think perhaps more importantly at CEA, we're always looking at the underlying factors to get to your question. So
Here's just a windbag from the administration talking in circles and saying nothing. Lots of words, nothing said. Let's listen to the folks in Pennsylvania. Again, a key state, a swing state, a state that Donald Trump was winning, but only by a smidge in the Real Clear Politics average. All right, what do people there think about gas? How does it impact them? Listen.
Voters tell us what they're paying at the gas pump will definitely influence how they will vote in the presidential election. Everyone who shared their opinions with Pittsburgh's Action News 4 want to see gas prices become a focal point in this year's presidential election. How much does that annoy you?
Oh, a lot. A lot, a lot. When things go up double compared to what it was last year, yeah.
You think so?
Yeah. Yes. We got the resources in this country. Let's use them.
Now, we've got the resources in this country, which we do. America's blessed with more natural resources than any country on earth. And yet, we keep cutting ourselves off while China burns more coal than they ever have to send us solar panels that get destroyed by hailstorms in Texas. Brilliant plan. Let all those toxic chemicals leach into the ground in Texas. That ought to be good for the boys and girls growing up. That's the Green New Deal. Poison the water. Look at that. It's a complete mess. All right. Let's see here. Coming up after the break, Congressman Greg Murphy of Maryland will be here. We'll talk about the bridge and more with Greg Murphy, Congressman, after this.